Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
So you do the Sanskrit for all three verses or just one verse? Or any of it?
They can responsibly chant one, and you read the other ones.
Just do the chant one verse.
Yeah.
Is it on the board or anything, or just by hearing?
We have
books everywhere. All pervading books, Jai, for all about book distribution, key Jai. Okay. Yaha. Tu. Atmavati. Eva. Yat. Atmatritta. Sha. Manava. Atmani. Eva. Sha. Santushta. Satya. Karayam. Na. Vidyate. Yastvatmaratir eva syad. Atmatishta shamanava. Atmanyeva chasantushtas. Tashakayam navijyate. Yastvatmaratir eva syad. Atmatriptascha manava. Atmanyeva jasantushtas. Ashtakayam na vidyate.
Atmavati,
taking pleasure in the self.
Taking pleasure in the self.
Eva.
Certainly.
Siat. Remains. Atmatripta.
Self-illuminated.
Sha. And. Manava. A man. Atmani. In himself.
Eva.
Only. Sha. And. Santushta.
Perfectly satiated.
Tasya is karyam duty na does not vidyate exist. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. But for one who takes pleasure in the self, whose human life is one of self-realization, and who is satisfied in the self only, fully satiated, for him there is no duty. Purport. A person who is fully Krishna conscious and is fully satisfied by his acts in Krishna consciousness no longer has any duty to perform. Due to his being Krishna conscious, all impiety which is instantly cleansed, all impiety within is instantly cleansed, an effect of many, many thousands of yajna performances. By such clearing of consciousness, one becomes fully confident of his eternal position in relationship with the Supreme. His duty thus becomes self-illuminated by the grace of the Lord, and therefore he no longer has any obligation to the Vedic injunctions. Such a Krishna conscious person is no longer interested in material activities and no longer takes pleasure in material arrangements like wine, women, and similar infatuations. I'll go ahead and read it. All of them. Naiva tasya kritenarto na kriteneha kashchana na shasya sarvabhuteshu kashchid artha vyapashvayaha. A self-realized man has no purpose to fulfill in the discharge of his described duties, nor has any reason not to perform such work, nor has he any need to depend on any other living being. Purport. A self-realized man is no longer obliged to perform any prescribed duty, save and except activities in Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not inactivity either, as will be explained in the following verses. A Krishna conscious man does not take shelter of any person, man or demigod. Whatever he does in Krishna consciousness is sufficient in the discharge of his obligation. Tasmad dasakta satatam karyam karma samachara sakta hyacharam karma padam apnoti purushaha. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty, for by working without attachment, one attains the Supreme. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme is the personality of Godhead for the devotees and liberation for the impersonalist. A person therefore acting for Krishna or in Krishna consciousness under proper guidance and without attachment to the result of the work is certainly making progress toward the supreme goal of life. Arjuna is told that he should fight in the battle of Kurukshetra for the interest of Krishna because Krishna wanted him to fight. To be a good man or a non-violent man is a personal attachment, but to act on behalf of the Supreme is to act without attachment for the result. That is the perfect action of the highest degree recommended by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Vedic rituals like prescribed sacrifices are performed for purification of impious activities that were performed in the field of sense gratification. But action in Krishna consciousness is transcendental to the reactions of good or evil work. A Krishna conscious person has no attachment for the result, but acts on behalf of Krishna alone. He engages in all kinds of activities, but is completely non-attached. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Ganyatam Vidham Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Vadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shiva Shakantam Shah Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vraisaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prasarine Shatarine. Wow. Isn't it wonderful to hear about a liberated person? What do you like to be one? Well, that's what this process is all about. How we can become liberated people. Beyond the influence of the mind and material nature. Situated in transcendental bliss. 24/7. Bliss and heavy. From morning until night, completely blissed out. Wouldn't you like to be there? Beyond all the anxieties, tribulation, conflicts, distress, constantly harassing the brain. We can do it. All we have to do is read carefully Prabhupada's instructions and do what Prabhupada says. It's a little simple thing. Simple for the simple, difficult for the crooked. That's the problem. We're not so simple. We're pretty crooked. We have to stop being crooked and start being more simple. I read a wonderful purport the other day about how to achieve that perfection of full Krishna consciousness. It's a very simple thing. It's very practical. In our daily life, you have to deal with your own psychology. We have to be psychologists. You have to be a psychologist to be Krishna conscious. You have to become a very good psychologist. And you have a patient, yourself. Let's see. So how do you bring your patient out of his psychotic condition into a healthy mental state? That's what we have to do. Each one of us has to become psychologists, and we're our own patients. So I found this wonderful little tip that actually sums the whole thing up in one sentence. It's amazing what Prabhupada says. He said, one should always be fully dependent on the goodwill of Krishna. That's it. Simple thing. Always be fully dependent on the goodwill of Krishna. Note the word good. How can we say the goodwill of... Well, Krishna is our Rama Vishnu, isn't he? Krishna has any ill intentions towards us? No. We're his beloved children. He has a goodwill. Even his material energy, when it's acting in ways that seem to be against us, is actually indirectly good for us. It's rectifying us of our nonsense. So, actually, it's all Krishna's goodwill, everything that happens to us. It may appear very bad, you see. Just like I had a bad accident when I was a child. My ears are damaged for my whole life. It may appear to be a very bad thing. But there's some goodwill of Krishna behind that to delivered me from this material existence. I don't know why or how, but I have to have faith, you see. I have to have faith in Prabhupada's words. Sometimes people don't put faith in Prabhupada's words. They want to figure it out with their own brain. That's called jnani, not bhakta. Just like sometimes Prabhupada says, we felt we were in the spiritual sky in Krishna's pastimes. We fell down out of envy. But I said, that couldn't be. How could we be envious when we're in Krishna's pastime? But wait a minute, Prabhupada said we were. So how can we doubt Prabhupada when he said that? See what I'm saying? How can Prabhupada, Prabhupada doesn't know what he's talking about. How he can say, no. Yashya deve pura bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasya katita yata prakashante mahatmana. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed. You want to realize the Vedas? Then give up being a jnani, trying to figure everything out with your own brain. I guarantee you, you won't be able to do it. Our brains are very tiny, and a lot of this stuff is inconceivable. But it can be realized by doing a devotional service. But just by jnana, there's a lot of this stuff you can't figure out. You just have to have faith in Prabhupada, you see. So how everything can be the goodwill of Krishna? That's an act of faith. That in every moment, the goodwill of Krishna. Just like I was walking down the street today, very crowded downtown today, some Vrijabasi went like this, and he accidentally cut me on the forehead with his fingernail. So I have to think, well, there's some goodwill of Krishna behind this. Maybe he's teaching me I should be a little bit careful when I'm walking down the street or whatever it is. There's some goodwill of Krishna in everything that happens to us. Everything that happens to us is the goodwill of Krishna. And if we have full faith in that principle, we won't be bewildered by anything that happens to us. We'll be on an even keel. The water is calm or the water is stormy, we'll be on an even keel on that wonderful cruise back to home, back to God, and a wonderful ship called the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, and the wonderful captain, His Divine Grace. You have to have that unflinching faith in Prabhupada's words. If something doesn't make sense to you, say, well, who am I? Who am I? I'm not a big, realized Mahatma. I'm just a struggling Duratma trying to get out of my lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Should never try to judge the Acharyas with our puny little brains. Should have full faith in the words of the Acharyas. Full faith. And then we'll have amazing experiences. We'll be in Vrindavan at every minute. Whether you're in Vrindavan, Delhi, New York, Calcutta, Sydney, Melbourne, Santiago, or Uruguay, you see, wherever you may be, if you have full faith in Krishna, you'll be in Vrindavan at every minute because you'll be associating directly with Krishna. Do you think there's some place where Krishna is not present? Do you think there's some place where Krishna is not present? What does Ramaji say? He says, Ekopisarvachayatam jaganam nakotim japtakhtarasti jaganam nachayayaranta andam tarasta paramanu chayam tarastam govindam adi purusham tamaham jami. He is an undifferentiated entity. As there is no distinction between potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creations of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. All the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness. not partially. Ramaji says he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universes at one and the same time. And he concludes this wonderful verse by saying, such is the primeval Lord whom I adore. I love that word adore. I mean, I adore that word adore. Because, well, if I say, you know, I really love you, that's pretty cool. If I say, I adore you, wow, that's really amping it up. You see what I'm saying? I love you, that's one thing, but I adore you, oh wow. This is really getting strong, you see. So this word adore is very nice. Ramaji says, such is the primeval Lord whom I adore. That means, when you adore someone, you're head over heels, madly in love with them. So Brahmaji is showing us the kind of mood we have to develop towards Arsh Krishna. Don't have a casual attitude towards Krishna. We must have an attitude that I cannot live without Krishna for a moment. I cannot live without remembrance of Krishna for even a moment. And if I could get Krishna, it will be like going to the hellish planets for 10 million years if I forget him for even 1 second. That's the intensity we must have. You understand? Even 1 second of not remembering Krishna. Being carried away by lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy. We must kick out these enemies. Replace them with Krishna, 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 Krishna. The Vrijavasis were so intense with love for Krishna that when he left, it was this unbearable agony. They couldn't function anymore, this separation. Mother Jasoda was just completely, she was going, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. And she was staring at the road to Mathura, just staring at the road. Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. When thinking, when will he come back? When will he come back? When will he come back? It was so intense, your affection for Krishna. So we have to try to develop them. Actually, I remember in Atlanta in 1975, it was a big, big festival. Prabhupada had come to Atlanta, but he'd come up from South America Then he came to Miami, and then he came to Atlanta. There was like 300 devotees there. Of course, that was a lot of devotees in those days. Now 300 is nothing. We have festivals with thousands and thousands of devotees. But then 300 devotees is big. They're a tiny little movement. But anyway, I remember one Sankirtan devotee came back. Nirantara Prabhu, my beloved godbrother, a good friend, Nirantara Prabhu. He was a book distribution leader, Brahmachari party, you know, the book distribution van. He came back from the road all fired up, book distribution, you know. It's great, it's a wonderful mood. Of course, everybody has their different services. Somebody's doing deity worship, somebody's doing college preaching, somebody's cooking, someone's, you know, everybody has their services. So anyway, he came back, came right off the road with his van full of Brahmacharis, and he said, the Sunday feast, he asked Prabhupada this question, whole temple room full of devotees, he said, Srila Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? He looked really fired up, you know. He's just waiting to hear book distribution with the answer, you know. And everybody was, there was quite an interesting pause there, and the silence in the temple room was, we all waited to see how Prabhupada's going to answer this one. And Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna, that really got to the essence of everything. You have to understand, the whole purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is to learn how to love Krishna. If you're not developing love of Krishna, like what you're doing, you may be doing a million books, you may make a million devotees, build a million temples. If you're not developing love of Krishna, shamayave kevalam. You may be a big guru with 10,000 disciples. If you're not developing love of Krishna, shamayiva kevalam. Don't forget what Krishna consciousness means for us. Of course, there are two kinds of Krishna consciousness. Anukul and Pratikul. Anukul is pretty cool. But Pratikul is not very cool. Anu means following, so you, that must be the good one. Prati means like the opposite. So that must not be a very good one. Pratikul, that's Kamsa. But actually it's pretty amazing, you know what? You know, he got Sarupya liberation. He got a form in the spiritual world. Kamsa. But don't think you can be a demon and get Sarupya liberation. You have to be a very, very big demon to qualify. The Krishna will personally kill you. If you can terrorize the whole universe, then you have my blessings to be a big demon. But if you can't, if you're just a little teeny weeny demon, you can terrorize a few people in your office, or, you know, you better be a devotee. In this age, none of us are big enough demons to qualify to get Sarupya liberation by becoming demons. So in this age, we have to all become devotees. That's the, in this age, we must all become devotees. So somehow develop that loving feeling for Krishna. Just become absolutely spellbound by thinking about Krishna. His amazing activities. Venum kradanta madavinda dalaya taks barhavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya visheshu shobam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who was adept at playing on his flute. Doesn't mention bugle. Of course, he was a pretty good bugler too. But especially the flute. He's adept at playing on his flute with blooming eyes like lotus petals. Just imagine, like, we can look at each other's eyes here in this room. I don't see anybody's eyes look like lotus petals. Just imagine seeing somebody's eyes who look like lotus petals. You go, wow, look at his eyes. He's like lotus petals. That was Krishna's eyes. He looked like lotus petals. You look into his eyes and you just go, wow, lotus petals. The blooming, not only lotus petals, but blooming. You see, a flower can bloom or it can also decay. But Krishna has blooming lotus petal eyes. They're always fresh, never yobanam. With blooming eyes like lotus petals, head decked with peacock feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds. And his unique loveliness is charming millions of cupids. So just imagine a person like that walking around Vrindavan. You got to see him every day and you go, wow, there he goes again. Look at that amazing person over there. You see him doing this and doing that, going out to herd the cows, and all these amazing, just imagine being a Vrijabhasi 5,000 years ago and seeing all these amazing things going on and going, wow, that Krishna is so amazing. That's all you can think about, is all you can talk about. It's just so amazing. Amazing person. See, Alola Chandakada Sadvanamaya Vamsi Radvanganam Panaya Keli Kala Vilashtam Shabhangti Bangaladitam Diyatat Prakasham Govindamari Purusham Dhamandajani. Round his neck is swinging a garland of flowers beautified with the moon locket. His two hands are adorned with flute and jeweled ornaments. He always revels in pastimes of love and his graceful threefold bending form of Shyam Sundar is eternally manifest. Sometimes in this world, somebody may be very graceful in a certain period in their life. When they get old, they become very awkward and clumsy. Let's see. Some graceful ballerina, you see, becomes an old 90-year-old woman. You know, she's not graceful anymore, you see. But Krishna is eternally graceful. He never loses that gracefulness. In his beautiful form of Shamasundara. And that form is so amazing. If you start getting attached to Shamasundara, you're in big trouble. According to one gopi. We know that advice from the gopis to her gopi girlfriend given in the Bhaktivinoda Sindhu. Prabhupada loved this verse. Smaran bhangi trabachit paripachitam sachi vishir nishastrim vangsi nasta akishalayam mujyadam chandakena ovindakya manitam mitaha kyeshi tirta bhakante ma fikshishtas tadyadi sake bandhu sange stirangaha. O Saki, my gopi girlfriend, if you have any desire to continue enjoying society, friendship, and love here in this material world, then don't you dare go down to Keshigat tonight on the Jamuna Bank. Because if you go there, you'll see this smiling boy. He has a big, big smile. His name is Govinda. And he is putting his flute to his lips, which appear just like newly blossomed twigs. His transcendental body bending in three places is shining very, very bright in the moonlight. So don't you dare go down there, otherwise your material life is finished. So what did that gopi do? She made a beeline straight for Keshigat. So we have to be like that gopi who made that beeline straight for Keshigat, you see. I'm always very eager to hear about Krishna. Somebody is talking about Krishna, I must run. They're doing kirtan, I must run. Oh, there's kirtan. There's Krishna Gita going on. I must run. Oh, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Isn't it? Krishna says so. Mashchita mangita prana bodhiyantak parasana katiyantashtamam nityam tashyanti cha Ramanti cha. What does Ramanti mean? They enjoy like anything. So the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. Let's always be filling each other's ears with Krishna Katha. I know when I was traveling, and many years ago I had the good opportunity to travel with His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami. You've heard of him? Anybody heard of Vishnu Janaswami? Yeah. It was called the Road Show. We had a rock opera about a hippie who became a devotee. And the universities would pay us money to perform it. They would pay us money to come and perform it. $1,000 was a lot of money back in those days. They would give them $1,000 to put on our rock opera on the campus, and all the students would come, and we'd see the story of a hippie who became a devotee, and we'd have a kirtan, everybody would join in the big kirtan. The whole auditorium would be singing and dancing, all the students would be singing and dancing in ecstasy. We'd stimulate prasadam. It was a nice program. We even put on the rock opera for Prabhupada also in Pittsburgh in the Syria Mosque. He loved it. In those days, devotees never applauded. That's something the karmis do. No. Devotees never applauded for anything. So when the concert was done, there's only one person in the audience applauding, and that was Prabhupada. There's only one person. So Prabhupada is actually taking us to a higher level of consciousness. We have to grab onto these teachings of Srila Prabhupada and never let go. We have to develop Shastra Chakshus, the ability to see everything through the eyes of Scripture. That's how we were able to always feel fully dependent on the goodwill of Krishna. If you can learn how to see everything through the eyes of Scripture, in all times, all places and circumstances, you'll never be overwhelmed by the modes of determination. And you're going back to home, back to God, and it'll be absolutely guaranteed. Because you'll already be as good as back to God in every minute. By remaining connected with Krishna and Shiva Prabhupada. So, perhaps there's some questions. We have a few hours left, I think. A few minutes. Is any questions? Actually, writing it down is good because it's noisy in here. And I'm somewhat deaf and my